prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have an outstanding show planned for you today. The first half hour is our regularly scheduled Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to be talking about the forgotten hormone, vitamin A. And yes, vitamin A, like vitamin D, is a hormone. We're going to be talking more about that. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Lauren Cordain to talk about the real paleo diet. There's a lot of people out there that are taking the paleo diet and making it what they want it to be. We're going to get into that with him a little bit later in the show. And then we're going to change it up and talk about something that everyone should be aware about, and that is fecal transplants. This is a new method of treating things like C. diff and other antibiotic-resistant disorders with Dr. Michael Sadowski. So that's later in the show. Of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical, and their product line is All American EFX Sports. You can go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about those.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Welcome back to the show, my co-host Dr. Jeff Galini. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Good, good. And you're coming in 5x5. There should be no concerns about the audio. You sound fantastic. So we are talking about something. Vitamin D gets a lot of publicity these days. Vitamin A is not even discussed. And to a greater degree, people think they're getting adequate amounts of vitamin A if they're getting beta carotene in their diet. But vitamin A is equally important as vitamin D is. And years from now, they're going to be treating vitamin A the way they treat vitamin D. So we're going to talk about vitamin A today. When we talk about vitamin A, Dr. Jeff, we're really talking about things like retinol, palmitate, retinoic acid, and those, not beta carotene, correct?
Correct. You know, that's kind of a pro-vitamin A that we'll talk a little bit about, but we'll kind of define vitamin A. This is kind of the long version from the PDR. Did you know the PDR has dietary supplement books now?
Well, if you go to your doctor, you won't find that out because most of them don't crack that part of the book open.
No, they don't. They actually don't even have them on the shelf. They only keep the physician desk reference for the drugs, but it's kind of interesting. But anyhow, you know, kind of the long version, vitamin A is one of those lost vitamins, even though it's the beginning of the alphabet that I think people forget about. But vitamin A basically refers to a group of fat-soluble substances that are structurally related to and possess the biological activity of the parent substance, which we call all trans retinol or just retinol. Vitamin A is very, very important. It plays key roles in vision, epithelial differentiation growth, reproduction, bone development, and brain development. Most people probably know that vitamin A is commonly known as the vitamin needed for good eyesight. So it's really important for promoting a good vision. But it also is vital for regulating genes, maintaining healthy skin, supporting the immune system, and producing red blood cells.
So let's get a little deeper into this notion that beta carotene converts to vitamin A. There's been numerous good studies done now that show that a large portion of the population, perhaps as much as 80%, do not convert beta carotene into vitamin A. Now, that doesn't mean you should ignore the carotenoids because they are powerful antioxidants, but you must focus on getting real vitamin A. The best way to get that is through your diet, right, Dr. Jeff?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. A little technical difficulty. Sorry about that.
But the best place to get vitamin A is really through your diet, right?
It is. You know, that is the best place, and that's why that we really don't have a big vitamin A deficiency in first world countries, because we can get it from such things as eggs, dairy products, fish, most of our vegetables and fruits contain vitamin A, you know, our cod liver oils, our livers and things. So it's quite abundant in food.
Now, when we talk about good doses of vitamin A in food, that is the based on the assumption that someone is not in a position where their body is being challenged. But there are also therapeutic doses of vitamin A that we see holistic doctors treating patients with. And you mentioned something a second ago about gene transcription. One of the things that people need to understand about vitamin A is this. Stem cells cannot differentiate without adequate vitamin A, real vitamin A, not beta carotene, but the retinoid form of vitamin A. In fact, stem cell scientists that work in stem cell therapies, in order to differentiate stem cells in a petri dish, they must add vitamin A. Or the stem cell will not pick up the genetic blueprinting of what it should become without adequate amounts of vitamin A. So the way you need to understand that is this. Nature puts stem cells in your body so your body had the ability to repair itself, not so that some doctor could extract them, purify them, and then reinsert them somewhere else, so that your body had a toolkit to go to in the event of some sort of collateral damage, and it could try its best to repair whole organ systems. It cannot do that without adequate amounts of vitamin A. So if you are someone whose body is already compromised, you're dealing with multiple sclerosis or some sort of disease, and you're looking to tick it up a notch and get your body to kick into a gear where it can start to repair from a therapeutic standpoint, you must look at therapeutic doses of vitamin A. Do you have any opinions of therapeutic doses of vitamin A, Dr. Jeff?
Well, yeah. And, you know, we're talking about, vitamin A as kind of a general category. Let's kind of break it down into the three main types. You've got retinol, and then retonic acid, which is the form that is needed for gene regulation. I think when you're getting to therapeutic doses, first of all, you know, it needs to be more controlled. You know, let's not just go out there because we're talking about vitamin A and start taking massive doses of the supplement vitamin A, because there is some toxicity levels. But, again, from my personal opinion, being that I don't think very many people are deficient unless they have, you know, some ailment or they are in some third world country, the RDA for healthy males is 900 micrograms per day. Usually, you know, converting that to an IUs, you know, getting up into about the 100,000 IU, I think is what most people use as a therapeutic amount. What do you think there, Carl?
Well, are we talking about real, like retinoic acid, retinal palmitate, or are we talking about beta carotene right now?
Well, first of all, you know, beta carotene, is kind of a pro vitamin A because
right.
That has to be converted to retinol. And most carnivores and herbivores have trouble converting that to vitamin A that's actually usable. There's been quite a few studies that are now saying that maybe only 50% of that is actually usable. The palmitate is, from what I've seen, probably the most absorbable form.
Right.
If you're talking about, you know, outside of food sources.
Okay. If we're talking about retinal palmitate, I can look at studies that have been used to therapeutically reduce conditions, like, for instance, acne vulgaris. This is the type of acne that leaves dark keloid-type scars on teenagers' faces. Before Accutane was invented, which is just a synthetic form of vitamin A that is more toxic to the liver than even vitamin A itself, taking 100,000 IUs of retinal palmitate a day for up to 2 months did not change liver enzyme or hepatic landscape to any great degree. However, it completely ameliorates acne vulgaris without it returning. So there's some residual effect of super concentrating vitamin A in the liver that kind of hangs on, so to speak. It takes up residency and it seems to stay there. So I think 100,000 IUs of vitamin A as a therapeutic dose is not unrealistic. I don't think it's a good idea if you're going to take that every single day as your normal supplement dose. I think that anything in the area of a low of 8,000 IUs a day to a high of 25,000 IUs a day, balanced with a similar amount of vitamin D is very, very realistic and shows to be very beneficial to some people.
Absolutely. And, you know, determine first that you are deficient in vitamin A. You know, again, we talk about a lot of things on this show, but that doesn't mean everyone is deficient in everything. So do a little bit of research on the deficiencies. We'll probably talk later in the show about some of those.
Yeah, and testing and so on.
Yes.
Okay, so we've identified some of the different vitamin A forms, and clearly retinal palmitate seems to be the most readily available in the supplement industry and clearly the best absorbed. We understand its role in stem cell differentiation, which obviously has a part of the reason why it works so well in skin. It's even been used topically, believe it or not, to completely reverse cellulite over a course of a six-month period.
Yep, it has, and it's been pretty effective.
What other things do you like about vitamin A, Dr. Jeff, from a standpoint of just a nutritional benefit?
I think the first thing that, you know, again, its most benefit thing that we know about is vision. You know, vision requires vitamin A. It requires that retinol to work. You got to remember, you know, we're looking at objects. Light is reflected from that object and enters into the eye. It strikes a tissue in the back of the eye. That tissue is known as the retina. When light strikes that retina, retinol is converted to retinal, which is then shuttled to little rods. And these cells help you to see in the dark. They help you to see better. So one of the deficiencies in vitamin A is something called night blindness, where basically you have trouble seeing in dark conditions. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to go out and take a whole bunch of vitamin A to fix that, because a lot of times people are light sensitive. But that is one of the important things for vision. We already talked about regulating the genes. But another thing is the support of the immune system. And as you were talking about, you know, the skin and the linings that cover the digestive, respiratory, and urinary tracts are very important components of the immune system. They're kind of our body's first barrier against infection. And retinol, that form of vitamin A, is responsible for maintaining the function of the cells that make up those barriers. So vitamin A is also needed for the formation and activation of white blood cells. So very important for the immune cell.
Well,
it also helps with red blood cell production.
That's a big one. And that's a big one for athletes, right? Because just this morning I was talking to a good friend of mine who was talking about the erythropoietic effects of some supplements. And I said to him, vitamin A can improve red blood cell production. It has an erythropoietic effect. So if you're an athlete, chances are, if you're a hard training athlete, you can benefit from even a low dose of 8,000 IUs of vitamin A a day.
And remember that, you know, what red blood cells do is they're actually carrying oxygen, you know, through the blood. So, you know, very, very important, not only for athletes, but anyone trying to recover from an injury or even get over the common cold.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini today. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about a very, very underestimated and forgotten hormone, fat-soluble hormone called vitamin A. And it definitely deserves a place in your supplement regimen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans here on the Superhuman Radio Network with Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're talking about vitamin A. It definitely deserves your attention. So, Dr. Jeff, Are there ways to tell if you are deficient without blood work?
Yeah, I mean, there are quite a few symptoms. You know, obviously one of them is not that everyone who has poor eyesight was from a vitamin A deficiency, but that is one of the things. But you got to look at the deficiencies that they can occur as either a primary or a secondary deficiency. A primary would be essentially not getting enough vitamin A consumed. And one of the things is even early weaning from breast milk can increase the risk of vitamin A deficiency. Thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of times people are, you know, wanting to get their kids off of the free milk.
Yeah. Of course, the mother has to get back to work and thank God for the pump, right? I mean, they can pump nowadays.
Yeah. But anyhow, some of the secondary deficiencies are, some of our bodies, because, you know, this is a fat-soluble vitamin, sometimes people have trouble absorbing, you know, different types of lipids. They may have impaired bile production from chronic exposure to oxygen, such as, you know, cigarette smoke, chronic alcoholism. So they have trouble absorbing that through the small intestines, which could also lead to a deficiency. But another thing is if you're deficient in zinc, a low deficiency in zinc can also impair the absorption of vitamin A and the whole metabolism of that vitamin A.
Well, and so something just came to mind when you were saying this, right? So we've talked about fat on previous shows, and we know that the country is fat phobic. And I have to believe, and this is actually something that was elucidated to me by Elisa Profumo, because we were talking about vitamin D deficiencies one day, and she said, you know, a lot of people seem to be deficient in vitamin D, even though they supplement. Maybe it's because they don't take it with a fatty meal. And something as simple as that, that elicits a response by the bile production, so that the vitamin A is even absorbed in the first place. When you have a population that's, you know, looking for everything to be fat free, could that also be part of the reason that they're not absorbing their vitamin A?
Oh, absolutely. It's been shown that, you know, people who are on extremely low fat diets, are going to have trouble absorbing.
Yeah. So now, obviously, the other way to find out if you're deficient in vitamin A is just to have this added to your blood work along with your 25-hydroxy. Make sure that your doctor tests for vitamin A, correct?
Correct. You know, and most of the symptoms, you know, they're really tough because they're common symptoms that could occur from a lot of things. You know, loss of appetite, dizziness, vomiting, loss of energy. So I wouldn't take those things as necessarily a vitamin A deficiency. Like Carl said, the best is just to add it to your lipid panel and find out. But here's another thing that was interesting, that vitamin A deficiency and HIV transmission.
Well, and okay, so you know why this is, right?
Correct.
Okay, this is a result of HIV is the immune system, like any other cell in the body, has a lifespan that's dictated by its ability to replicate over and over again. And what happens in HIV is the immune system goes into hyperdrive and basically wears itself out so that the replication of immune cells become poorer and poorer until they can't replicate anymore. So you basically burn your immune system out. What we talked about before about gene transcription and satellite cell differentiation arms the immune system with the ability to continue to replicate efficiently cells over and over again for a prolonged period of time.
Well, correct. And they're finding that, you know, this whole, they call it MTCT, mother to child transmission, is really dependent upon vitamin A. Mm. Low vitamin A levels have been associated with the rapid HIV infection between mother to infant, which is not surprising considering vitamin A's major role in the development and differentiation of white blood cells, which are lower during HIV.
Yeah. What about toxicity? Can we tell if we're getting too much vitamin A easily without getting blood work done? Are there any telltale signs?
You know, first of all, it is really hard to OD on vitamin A. So even though it is a fat soluble, it is harder to get rid of excess vitamin A than it would be to your water solubles like your B's or your C's. But in order to build up what they consider a toxic level, you're going to have to take a dose of about 25,000 IUs per 2 pounds of body weight.
Wow.
You're going to need to take that for a period of 6 to 15 months. So, I don't know, depends on your body weight. You're taking, you know, a million IUs. So
right.
It's really hard to, you know.
OD on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that's kind of the least of most people's worry. I don't think anyone would take a bottle a day for 6 to 15 months.
No. And you know, remember, we talk about satellite cell differentiation. Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation came on and talked about how Dr. Weston A. Price did a research paper that looked at vitamin A levels of expecting mothers and the homogeneity of babies as they look. It was Francis Pottinger who looked at this in cats. Cats that had high vitamin A levels had litters where each kitten looked like a carbon copy of the other. And cats that had low vitamin A levels had kittens where every one of them looked different and motley looking. And so Weston A. Price picked up on this and looked at vitamin A levels in expecting mothers and found out that mothers who had higher levels of vitamin A had more symmetrical, more beautiful babies. If you remember, a baby is nothing more than a platoon of stem cells differentiating all at one time. So mothers need vitamin A if you're planning to have babies.
Absolutely. And even back, you know, in history, 1860, a psychologist by the name of Francis Mangady was essentially the one that first discovered vitamin D. But he had observed in dogs that were deprived of certain nutritional values that contained D that they developed corneal ulcers and had a high mortality rate. So I know we're talking about animals to humans, but again, it's very, very important, as you said, in the natural production of the growth of a baby.
Now, you said D just now. You meant A, right?
I'm sorry, A. Yeah, I was thinking about the nice commercial I heard during that break.
You know,
Primal D. I'm talking about A. But, you know, a few things, especially around the world, that approximately one-third of children under the age of five are deficient, and it's estimated that it claims the lives of 670,000 children under the age of five, and approximately 250,000 to 500,000 children in these developing third world countries become blind. So there is a problem out there, you know, especially in the countries that don't have the access to supplementation or the same type of foods that we have.
And those of you out there looking to build muscle, we talk about satellite cell differentiation, creating new myocytes, new muscle fibers. Well, read into that you need vitamin A for that to happen as well.
Absolutely. So overall, it's a good vitamin to add to your regimen. You can't really take too much of it. But like Carl said, you know, between that 5,000 to 10,000 IUs per day, especially if you're an athlete, is going to help with that oxygenation from those red blood cells.
And there you have it, Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. Dr. Jeff, thanks so much for being on today, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Lauren Cordain. Oh, no. Dr. Cordain joins us at the bottom of the hour at 12:45. Elisa Profumo is joining us in a couple minutes, actually. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish Muscle Gains Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Big sight, new Hank. Big sight.
Yeah. Got welcome back. So we're interviewing Dr. Lauren Cordain, but it's not until 12:45 that he's coming on. So to accommodate him, Elisa Profumo promised to join me in the studio today, and she is here.
I am here.
So you don't have to listen to me talk for 15 minutes. You
thank
can listen
goodness.
To her soothing, relaxing, sexy voice.
Hey, hey, hey.
So what do you want to talk about today, Elisa Profumo?
Well, one of the things I wanted to discuss is the FBI has now, for the first time in 16 years, they're requiring their agents to pass a fitness test.
All agents, men and women.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I guess since the 2011 attacks, before then, the FBI's primary mission was the violence on drugs. That's what they investigated, crimes
right.
on drugs.
Right. Terrorism.
Gangs.
Yeah.
No. And then since 2011, their focus has changed to terrorism.
Right.
And also cybersecurity and intelligence.
Right.
And the ones who are investigating cybersecurity and intelligence, they obviously sit at a desk.
Right.
And I guess their waistlines are expanding.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly enough, when J. Edgar Hoover was the FBI's director, he was obsessed with the agents' weights and their fitness.
Right.
However, since that time...
Well, it's politically incorrect to expect somebody to be fit today for a job. I mean, you're not allowed to. I mean, you have all these agencies and organizations coming out. If, God forbid, you expect somebody to have a certain fitness level or body shape to keep their job, then you have the ACLU coming after you saying, oh, that's discrimination. No, some jobs. You know what? Why isn't the ACLU going after the NBA saying, you know, you need shorter players? You don't have any short players in the NBA. We need more short players. Why? Because short players can't play basketball as good as tall players. So there are instances where the job calls for a specific fitness and body type. And we can see that in sports, but you can't do that in the private sector or the governmental sector. Isn't that sad?
That is sad. And evidently, a lot of the agents started suffering from, and this doesn't surprise me, from anxiety and depression as well.
Yeah, because they're not healthy.
Well, they're not healthy. Imagine the stress that they're under.
Yeah, especially fighting terrorism now.
Yeah, now.
Because not only do they have to fight terrorism, but then they have to do things so that they don't piss off some senator up on the Hill who wants to call them in front of a special investigation for doing something to a terrorist that was mean. I mean, you know, they're blowing us up and killing us, but God forbid you twist an arm.
So evidently there are 13,500 agents worldwide mm-hmm. that have until October to take this new fitness test.
Well, they better start listening to the show. That's an easy fix.
The test is primarily designed to ensure that agents can move quickly during a mass shooting, mm-hmm. chase suspects, and restrain them if they resist arrest. There are no weight limits, but agents have to achieve certain requirements in four different exercises depending on their age and gender. The threshold to pass is not nearly as high as it is for the military and hostage rescue team members.
See, J. Edgar Hoover, people like to poke fun of him because they like to say that he had some sort of strange personal life. And there's a lot of people out there who have strange personal lives, but they have amazing professional careers. And you got to separate the two. J. Edgar Hoover was a librarian. He brought cataloging to the FBI, mm-hmm. which led to the first computer. The FBI had the first computer ever. He drove that, number one. Number two, he exclusively hired from the military men who also had degrees in business areas. For instance, we have a good friend, mm-hmm. Dave Cole, who was the agent in charge for the FBI here in Kentucky. He was number two in command at Quantico. He was hired directly by J. Edgar Hoover. That's who interviewed him. He came straight out of the Marines. He was a gung-ho jarhead, but he also had other background in business. J. Edgar Hoover was the one who said, we want people that are not only fit, but that are accountants, attorneys. We want people who understand, because a lot of times the criminals we're going after, we have to be able to understand more than just watching a guy do a crime and apprehend him. We have to be able to dig in deeper than that. Mm-hmm. J. Edgar Hoover was a brilliant man. What he gave birth to at the FBI, now granted, the FBI has done some bad things too, like all these agencies have. But, you know, the FBI was on the front lines back in the civil rights days. My friend Dave was down there in Alabama and Mississippi back in the day, straightening things out. He's the guy who he was on the team that caught some white supremacists that fled the country, fled to the Northwest at some point in time. Years later, they found him. But I mean, the FBI has done some amazing things, but it's because of the way J. Edgar Hoover approached the FBI's job. But then you come to the political correctness of today.
Right. Well, back to the fitness test. There are only 75 of 800. Well, they just said there were 13,500 agents, and they said only 75 of those have come forth so far to take the test.
Out of 13,000 agents, only 75 have come forth to take the test?
Yes. Evidently, the woman who oversees the fitness and training tests said that most agents won't be satisfied with just making the minimum. She said that they'd be embarrassed by that and they want to do better, so that they're just waiting to come and take the test until that they'll do better.
Yeah.
So here's the minimums. And you know what surprises me is that they break it down by male and female, mm-hmm. and then they break it down by age.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for a man between the ages of 20 and 29, he has to do 38 sit-ups in a minute, 29 push-ups without any rest in between. And this test, by the way, they can rest 5 minutes in between each
of these
exercise.
Okay.
300 meters in 59 seconds.
Walk, run, swim?
Sprint.
Okay.
And 1.5 miles in 12.29 minutes. Now, that's a man by the age of 20 through 29.
Oh, so the older guys don't have to do that?
No. So the 50 to 59-year-old man, he has to do 24 sit-ups in a minute.
Okay.
13 push-ups without stopping.
Right.
300 meters in 83.2 seconds. And 1.5 miles in 15.14 seconds.
That's all reasonable.
Well, okay, so I looked at the women, and the women who are between the age of 50 and 59 only have to do 14 sit-ups, 5 push-ups. Like, really?
Well, you know women aren't strong.
Oh, come on.
I'm only kidding.
I'm looking at the 29 push-ups going, hey, that's easy.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, I can do that with my eyes closed and my hand tied behind my back.
Well, weren't you challenged once when you were at a job someplace?
I was. When I worked for a sales company, we were at a sales meeting and the men were laughing or something, and somebody, cause I think I had on a short sleeve shirt, and somebody said something that I looked like I had muscles, but that I probably couldn't do, you know, 25 push-ups. I said, I can do 50 push-ups. And they're like, no, you can't. So I bet the guy $25 that I could do 50 push-ups. And
you busted out 50 push-ups?
I busted out 50 push-ups, and he had to pay me $25, and they were in shock. Okay, so I wouldn't do that every day of the week, but they were making fun. So I just decided to give it back to them.
Right, right.
So anyway, for a 50 to 59-year-old woman to have to do 5 push-ups, I think that's kind of...
Yeah. I don't agree with that. I think that women should have to do the same thing as men.
Well, if they're going to...
Because the job calls for strength, right? It's not like the terrorists are going to go, okay, she's a woman, so we're not going to punch her as hard as a man.
Well, no, and so that brings me to, I guess there was a survey that was sent out to 9,000 members of the Special Ops Command in position currently open to men that are in the special forces.
Right.
And they are thinking about putting women into combat.
Right.
So the big question now is, do women have to be able to do what these men do? They're concerned about, like, say, for example, if women get captured, if they're going to be sexually assaulted.
Well, they are.
They are.
I mean, they be clear about something. When men are captured, they are sexually assaulted by other men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's so they're going to do it to women as well.
So as a woman, if I put myself in that position, I would want to be able to protect myself.
Right.
And for the people who are, you know, making up these tests, I don't think that it's right that they are being more lenient.
Right. Because what they're really doing by being more lenient is putting that woman in a position where she will not be able to do the job. And mm-hmm. if the job requires her to resist pain or be strong enough to pull herself not once but 3 times over something, she's going to end up getting hurt.
So the 50 to 59-year-old woman has to run a mile and a half in 19 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I could walk a mile and a half in that time.
Yeah, I actually, when I first warm up in the morning, I'm doing a 20-minute mile when I warm up, so, which is basically 2 miles an hour.
So don't get me wrong. I think that it's great that they are now going to have a fitness test for the FBI. I think that it's great that they're going to allow women in the special forces to be in combat if they want to. But I also think that they need to set the parameters for everybody.
To be the same
to be
for the
same.
Job. Mm-hmm. And hence my analogy. Oh, you know what? Let's have more short people in the NBA. Well, they won't be able to play basketball with the tall people. I mean, it's useless to try to make the job fit the people. The people have to fit the job.
Exactly. Well, so the FBI is also offering training sessions for their agents. Every Friday on the National Mall, they can go down, and this woman who's in charge of the fitness test, she's doing things like she's making them do lunges to build leg strength so that they can run the sprints. She's making them do push-ups until they collapse so that they can train their bodies, which they should be doing these things on a daily basis.
Yes.
Anyway. We all do in the superhuman nation.
Right, right. And there was just a study published on mainstream media that you have to train, with intensity and really exert yourself in order to see the benefits. That if you train, what did they say the other day on Good Morning America? If you train where you really push yourself, you're less likely to die of all cause mortality, and
mm-hmm.
it's something we've talked about on the show, right? So we've always talked about strenuous training. That's what they said. You have to train strenuously. We've always talked about strenuous training. But most people don't want to talk about strenuous training because guess what? It's uncomfortable. So they want to say, well, you could just do a half hour a day of walking and that's going to confer. No, it's not going to confer the same things. And the same is true of these agents. These agents, if they're going to be put in harm's way, then the FBI is doing them a great disservice by making them believe they're prepared for the job when they're not. And you know what? Let the ACLU come out and say, oh, you're discriminating, because she can't do 20 push, she can't do 20 pushups and she's going to be out there fighting terrorists. We're not discriminating.
No.
We're saving her life.
Exactly.
We're saving her life.
And look, everybody knows that I'm 55 years old. I can get down on this floor right now and do
50 pushups.
50 pushups.
Yeah. Right. So why couldn't they?
Well, because you have to train for it.
Yes.
You have to train for
it's
it.
It's got to be a priority.
But it's like anything in life. You have to train for things.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for helping me fill in today.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Lauren Cordain to talk about the real paleo diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, the paleo diet has mutated from its beginning into just about everything and anything people want it to be today. But there's only one person out there that has stuck to the original template. And quite frankly, I not only have a great deal of respect for him for doing that, but also for his contribution to overall health. He's been on the show before, and he's none other than Dr. Lauren Cordain. How you doing, Lauren?
Hey, Carl. I'm real glad to be on your show, and thanks for inviting me.
Well, wait. So I have something exciting. Because of who you are, I had the folks in production produce, at my request, this little intro that we will play from now on whenever you are on the show. Well, let's see what it thinks.
I was paleo when paleo wasn't cool.
And that's the God's honest truth, Lauren. You were paleo before it was even cool. Now, I know that you always give credit to Boyd Eaton for kind of planting the seed in your mind. The work that you've done has given rise to an entire industry.
Yeah, you know, Carl, I've been on your show before, and sometimes I have to pinch myself because it has went from basically just kind of a little interesting research topic that I had done at Colorado State University and, you know, shared with scientists and my family and friends, and now it's become a household word with millions of people around the world that have adopted it. So it's very gratifying to see, and I'm honored to see that it has, helped so many people and has become a movement in and of itself.
But it's also made you a target. And just recently I was watching a Good Morning show, and they were talking, and every now and then when things get tiresome, they start talking about the paleo diet, and someone referred to you as Lauren Cordain, did not even say Dr. Cordain, made you sound like you were just some layperson. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but I'm sure that you've heard this before. And also, there have been books. We had you on after that book, Paleo Fantasy, to rebuttal some of the absurdities in that book. It's also made you a target because you have, of all the paleo people out there, you've said, look, this is paleo, and you can't just change it because you want the convenience of including that food group.
Well, you're absolutely right, Carl. And, I'm a scientist first and foremost, and a researcher at a Division I research institution. And so my bread and butter was never about writing popular diet books. My bread and butter was about doing research, getting grants, and writing scientific papers. And so I had studied paleo diets for a decade before I ever wrote, or even longer before I ever wrote, these popular diet books. And the information in the popular diet books is based on the actual field work that we did, where we went down and looked at what hunter-gatherers ate in faraway places in the world, in Paraguay, Papua, New Guinea, and elsewhere. And that's what the information is based upon, is based upon the science. And people that may critique what I have to say or what is and is not paleo clearly have not done their homework. They haven't read the scientific papers. They haven't compiled the foods that our hunter-gatherer ancestors and contemporary hunter-gatherers consume. So what I bring to the plate is that information from the scientific literature and translate it into contemporary modern foods. What we're trying to do with the paleo diet is not eat precisely the way our ancestral hunter-gatherers ate. We're trying to simply emulate the food groups that they consumed with modern-day foods that you can get in the supermarket. And so that's the real idea behind it. And I think some of the people that criticize me, as you mentioned, they happen to have a favorite food that they want to make paleo.
I see this, you know, so I see this with, now you've been a vocal dissident about dairy, and yeah. You've even been involved in studies that have looked at certain fractions of the proteins and the lactose, and you've indicated that it contributes to things like not glaucoma, but cataracts, and you've always stood hard and fast about dairy, and you have not wavered, but there are large factions of quote-unquote paleo people out there who want to eat butter. And I say to them, you can't throw dairy out but say butter's okay, because it's either one or the other. You can't have them both.
Yeah, the major problem with dairy is the protein fraction, and that seems to what caused the health effects, the protein and the carbohydrate fraction. The fatty acid composition of dairy fat, per se, like what we find in butter, is fairly similar to the fatty acid composition that's found in what's called depot fat or storage fat in wild animals. Uh-huh. So I don't have so much problem with butter, but one of the ways in which people in the paleo community are suggesting that we consume butter is as ghee, where it's they basically melt it down and extract certain parts and keep certain parts. And the problem with making ghee, G-H-E-E, it's a traditional food found in India and Pakistan, is that it oxidizes the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And there are studies coming out of England and Europe showing that ghee can have some adverse effects on cardiovascular disease. So if you're going to do butter, I would say get yourself fresh butter rather than using ghee.
And from grass and pastured cows, I know that that's another big issue. You're all about animals being raised and fed humanely and naturally, right?
Yeah, it turns out that when we do that is that certain parts of, you know, certain nutrients seem to be optimized when we allow the animal to feed in a natural state as opposed to being force-fed grains in a feedlot. So dairy cows do much better when they're allowed to
be cows, to live like cows. Yeah, because look,
to live like cows.
Yeah,
imagine
I
that.
Mean, the average dairy cow that is grazed and lives a natural life, I think they live to be 12, 14 years old. But the cows in CAFOs, where they're milked and fed artificial diets and pumped up with antibiotics and hormones, they live like 4 years. I mean,
well, the problem is that they're trying to maximize the amount of milk that they can get out of a cow, and so what they do is, while a cow is still pregnant and milking for that animal, they artificially inseminate it so that they can keep it milking for basically most of the year. And what that does is it artificially changes the types of hormones. It makes hormones in milk much, much higher. For instance, female hormones, the estrogens
right.
in milk, are considerably higher with that process, and higher estrogen levels in milk seem to translate to estrogen levels in our own bloodstream if we were to drink milk from a cow. So I think the best way of approaching that problem is not to drink milk.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you know what? I've actually cut dairy out recently because, you know, I was always a big raw milk guy, but I feel like sometimes it's inappropriate and my body reacts differently to it. So I've actually been experimenting without any dairy at all. And I got to tell you, I do feel better. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the actual book. We're talking with Dr. Lauren Cordain today. His new book, The Real Paleo Diet Cookbook, is up on superhumanradio.com right now. And you can get a copy there. Make no mistake, this is paleo, folks. Be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I'm going to make your mouth water right now. This is one of the recipes in the book. Probably the first one I'm going to make myself. Frenched lamb chops with pomegranate date chutney and spice carrot slaw. Man, that sounds good, Lauren. I mean,
yeah,
you must have had to do a lot of cooking to come up with all these recipes, huh?
I didn't come up with any of them. They were produced by professional chefs and cooks. What I did is I reviewed the ingredients that they put in to ensure that they were pure paleo. So we had some very talented people, some chefs and cooks that produced the 250 recipes. I did write all of the introductions to every chapter so that it has a kind of a nutritional and a science bent to it. And the photographs, which are absolutely tantalizing eye candy, were produced by some professional photographers. So it's one of those books, Carl, that you know, you can put on your coffee table, and if people start thumbing through it, they can't put it down. The photographs are so beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful book, and it's a hardcover book. It's really, really nice. So
yeah, no, that's a great recipe. My wife and I have tried. There's 250 recipes in the book. The book's been out about a month and a half. And my wife and I have tried, I would say, about 30, 35, or 40 of the individual recipes, and they taste just absolutely better than they look in the photographs.
So let's talk about something else. I've had you on the show in the past when we've wanted to dispel the whole vegetarian vegan myth, and you've done it with scientific backing. Marion Nestle, who's very respected, obviously, wrote an article recently about the paleo diet and said it's a mistake to exclude any food group, regardless. And while I understand her reasoning, I don't agree completely. So how would you answer this question if you were on, you know, point, counterpoint, and she said, look, it's a bad idea to exclude any food group. And we know that there are food groups that are not good for the human condition. We know that lectins and anti-nutrients are powerful eroders of health over time. Your group has even done research on the peanut lectin and its linkage to atherosclerotic plaque buildup. What would you say to Marion Nestle if she says, look, paleo is a nice fad diet, but you shouldn't exclude any food group?
Well, you know, Marion is an old colleague that I've known for years and years and years before paleo ever got big, and she's somewhat familiar with the scientific paleo literature, but she obviously clearly isn't completely understanding of it. The first or on point counterpoint is, I would say, how about celiac patients? You want to feed them wheat? How about people that have gluten sensitivity? We now realize that 5 to 7% of the U.S. population has gluten sensitivity. They can't eat wheat. So there's been an explosion of gluten-free foods in the United States. That's one food group that we don't have to eat. There is absolutely zero requirement for eating wheat in humans. We can get everything we need without wheat. And what I would also say to Marion Nestle is that cereal grains, by and large, are very nutrient-depleted, very nutrient-poor foods. If we take the 13 vitamins and minerals that are most lacking in the U.S. diet, and we then evaluate food groups, and there's about seven food groups. If we evaluate food groups by those 13 nutrients most lacking in the U.S. diet, guess where cereal grains come up? They come up dead last. So the question is why are nutritionists like Marion Nestle advocating that we eat these nutrient-poor right. foods when we should be eating more fruits and vegetables? And we've shown in the scientific literature that if you delete processed foods and grains from the diet, the nutrient density of our diet actually increases.
Wow. And because these are hollow foods, you're absolutely right. What about potato? What about,
you know, it's like, why bother? It's like eating sugar, you know? If you want to classify sugar and processed foods as a food group, that's just horrible advice to give people. Is, yeah, go ahead and, you know, eat candy.
Another food group that the RDAs like to recommend is corn. Corn's got so many problems today. Forget about it if you don't buy into the whole genetic modification issue. These genetically modified crops are so heavily sprayed with what we are now learning are really low-level antibiotics. Glyphosate is an antibiotic. In some of the patents that Monsanto has filed, I wrote a blog about this, it's listed as an antimicrobial antibiotic. And so, but corn, from another standpoint, is not a good idea, and that's because it has a high degree of fructose, right?
Well, that's true, but Marion Nestle and other RDs seem to have forgotten a disease that was one of the major killers in the United States at the turn of the 20th century and the 19th century, and it's called pellagra. Pellagra took out more people in the United States. Tens of millions of deaths occurred from pellagra in the United States. And that epidemic also swept through Europe earlier. So when people eat high corn diets, they end up getting pellagra. So corn is deficient in niacin and other nutrients that humans require. So once again, I pose the question, why would a nutritionist advocate eating a food that is, like you said, a nutritional lightweight and potentially can have devastating health effects if it's consumed regularly and in high amounts?
And legumes fall into that category too. I first learned about the dangers of legumes talking to you back in 2006 because of the anti-nutrients or the lectins in there that are very similar to what it was found in peanuts. But a lot of the paleo people out there today, they embrace those who are kind of quasi-paleo vegetarian. They seem to embrace beans as a good source of protein, a good source of fiber. What's your opinion of beans? Has it changed?
No, it hasn't changed at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's only the evidence has only gotten more conclusive since I last spoke to you in 2006. And even though some people, if you pressure cook beans, it can destroy most of the lectins. There's a lectin in beans called phytohemagglutinin, or PHA. And if you pressure cook beans, you can get most of the PHA or phytohemagglutinin out of them. That's the lectin that causes the problems. But one thing pressure cooking doesn't remove are saponins. And as the name sounds, saponins, it sounds like soap, and that's exactly what they are in the gut. They act as soap, and they break down the lining of our gut, and they tend to increase intestinal permeability. And the $64,000 question in nutrition in this day and age is that chronic low-level inflammation seems to be driving all of these diseases that kill us all. It drives heart disease, it drives cancer, and it drives autoimmune disease. So the question is what's causing this chronic low-level inflammation? Turns out it's probably the gut. And foods that increase intestinal permeability, such as beans, because they're high concentrated source of saponins, probably are causing chronic systemic inflammation. We know that wheat now does that, and that's the work of Alessio Fasano at the University of Massachusetts. And so, like I said, boiling doesn't and pressure cooking doesn't get saponins out. So for Mary and Nestle, there's another food group that, you know, the available evidence tells us it's because of its anti-nutrients, it's something that we probably want to stay away from.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about edible oils for a second, because this is another important distinction between real paleo and whatever paleo out there. We're talking with Dr. Lauren Cordain. The book is The Real Paleo Diet Cookbook. Many, many people have reversed illnesses following Dr. Cordain's original paleo diet. This is The Real Paleo Diet Cookbook with lots of amazing recipes. You do not have to eat bland foods in order to eat good foods. And this book proves it. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the cookbook at the bottom of the homepage. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you have a federal student loan?
Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. That's right, he was paleo before it was cool. He led the charge. The entire paleo bumper crop of industries, websites, blogs, and everything can all thank Dr. Lauren Cordain for starting this movement. But here's the difference between Dr. Cordain and others. They flip-flop. They change your opinion, not based on science, but based on including things that they like, not wanting to eliminate foods that they like. Oh, well, this is paleo. But Dr. Cordain has stood on the scientific research that launched everything. Because that hasn't changed. We haven't had paleo people revive and live again where it could change. It's set in stone, no pun intended. Okay, edible oils. Which are good, which are bad, and why?
Well, that's a good question. And first off, our Stone Age ancestors didn't have the technology to be able to make most oils. So oils were pretty much not part of the equation until after paleo times. However, having said that, there are certain oils that have healthful characteristics that emulate the fatty acid compositions that we find in in oily foods and in some parts of animal foods.
Right. They would have gotten their oils as the byproduct of eating that whole food, whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of the rationale behind it. And what we find is that the scientific evidence tells us that, yes, I mean, and we're not trying to, as I mentioned, with this modern day paleo diet, we're not trying to eat precisely as our hunter-gatherer ancestors ate. What we're trying to do is we're trying to emulate the nutritional characteristics of the foods and the foods groups that they ate. And so that's the logic behind the rationale for including oils. So there's a number of healthful oils that can be used in contemporary paleo diets so that you can cook with those oils and so that you can use them as condiments and on your salads and other foods. Olive oil is a good starting point. It's inexpensive. It tastes good. It's a monounsaturated fat primarily, and it's stood the test of time. It's been used by ancient cultures dating back to the Greeks and others in the Mediterranean. So olive oil is a healthy oil that can be used for cooking as well as for salads and what have you. There's other oils as well. Some are a little bit more exotic. Avocado oil has very similar characteristics as does olive oil. It's a monounsaturated fat. It's kind of pricey and hard to find. Macadamia nut oil also is very similar to those two in that it's monounsaturated, so it can be used in cooking and in salads. But again, it's a fairly pricey, so I think olive oil is a better choice. Coconut oil is a very stable oil. It's solid at room temperature, but it can be used in cooking, and it contains high levels of a saturated fat called lauric acid, and lauric acid seems to be antimicrobial in the gut, so it seems to have therapeutic effects on the gut biome, and it doesn't seem to have any adverse effect whatsoever on risk for cardiovascular disease. The information from that comes from my colleague Stefan Lindeberg and others that have studied traditional people living in the Pacific Islands and the Pacific Ocean area where coconut is a staple food, and they have a very low risk or no risk at all of cardiovascular disease before they were westernized. So coconut oil then can be considered a healthful oil. Flax oil is an oil that can be used in salads, but it should never be used in cooking because it's not very stable because it contains so much of a fatty acid called alpha-linolenic acid, which tends to be unstable when it's heated. So flax oil can be used as well.
What about, I've had Dr. Joseph Hiblin on the show numerous times, and he's been mounting...
He's a good friend of mine.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Joe and I get along great. As a matter of fact, we were at a conference in Wyoming a year or two ago.
Well, he's been the voice of reason in high omega-6 fatty acids and in inflammatory, chronic inflammation in the
Absolutely.
Body.
Absolutely.
And so,
Absolutely.
You know, he talks about a lot of these modern oils having lots of omega-6s in them. So what about oils? I mean, do you say, hey, stay away from corn oil, stay away from...
In all of my books, I've been on board with Joe from day one, and we've published papers together. So I think that, or at least, conferred upon papers that ended up being in print. But Joe is spot on, is that the Western diet is too high in omega-6, particularly linoleic acid, and that's what most vegetable oils are made out of. So that's why I don't include any high omega-6 vegetable oils in my recommendations. Like corn oil and sesame oil and cottonseed oil and others.
And peanut oil and peanuts in general, you feel like a lot of people think a peanut is a peanut, but it's really a legume. And you're opposed to the consumption of any peanuts, right?
Right. Peanuts contain an anti-nutrient that survives cooking, and the anti-nutrient is called peanut agglutinin, or PNA. And human trials, these are studies from Great Britain, show that after people eat peanuts, whether they're cooked or not, PNA ends up in their bloodstream within a half hour of consuming peanuts, and that's a bad thing because PNA binds a specific receptor in the arteries that sets off atherosclerosis. And we know from animal models, rodents, rabbits, and even primates, if you feed them a high peanut diet, it induces atherosclerosis. It's so atherosclerosis-inducing that it's used as a substance to start atherosclerosis when we study it. So there's no need to be consuming any peanut in any form whatsoever because of the available evidence.
What about eggs? Did our paleo ancestors, obviously while they were foraging, they would come upon perhaps nests of wild birds and they would eat their eggs, right?
Absolutely. And so eggs are a good thing. And if you've been following the story on cholesterol, the government just recently in the last, what was it, 2 or 3 months, has now taken cholesterol, dietary cholesterol, off the bad guy list. And now the official government recommendations, this is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, now states that dietary cholesterol is not a problem in elevating blood cholesterol. Lo and behold, we've been saying that for more than a decade. So eggs are great. Eggs are a very healthful, concentrated source of multiple nutrients. There are only a couple of examples I can think of that people with autoimmune disease frequently have allergies to egg white, and there's some evidence to suggest that autoimmune patients may want to be careful and find out individually if egg whites are problematic for them.
I originally had a theory that if chickens were able to live like chickens, eat bugs, eat their own poop, eat stones and forage, that the transference into the egg of things that affect us from an allergen standpoint are not there. So that was always my theory on milk, too. So people who have egg allergies, sometimes if they get eggs from a real farmer or raise their own chickens and let them be chickens as opposed to feeding them corn and soy, that they don't have the problems with eggs. But I'm rethinking that. We're getting ready to do an interview with a scientist who is identifying a certain fractions of peanut that are used in vaccines as forging ahead the peanut allergy response. And now I'm starting to wonder if maybe the albumin that they use, which is from egg, in vaccines is actually fostering the egg allergen response.
That's certainly possible. I'm not an immunologist, so, you know, I could only give you information secondhand, what I've read in the scientific literature, but egg white allergy is a fairly common allergy, and there are multiple proteins in egg white. It's not just albumin that is problematic. There's perhaps, maybe a dozen or more that seem to have specific allergies to. And egg white also contains a compound called lysozyme, which is a compound that our body naturally makes. And so that's when you're blinking and you've got tears on your eyes, what keeps the bacteria out of your eyes is lysozyme, and that's a good thing. But when we consume lysozyme and we eat it rather than produce it ourselves, what it does is it has a physiochemical property that tends to allow large proteins to get past the gut barrier. So our working hypothesis is the reason that people with autoimmune disease and allergies have problems with egg whites is because it's kind of like a Trojan horse. The lysozyme allows the other proteins in eggs that we become allergic to get past the gut barrier. And so the immune complexes that cause allergies from dietary substances seem to develop because these proteins breach the gut barrier.
Interesting. The book is The Real Paleo Diet, and it is available at Superhuman Radio. It's a fantastic cookbook. If you buy this book and you just get one or two good recipes from it, it's done its job. That's the way I look at cookbooks. If I buy a cookbook and I find one good recipe, I'm done, because we have a handful of things that we cook. It's estimated that we eat the same 11 things week in and week out. This is a great opportunity to broaden your horizons on a new recipe that also adheres to what we know is the type of eating that confers health and does not erode it. Dr. Lauren Cordain, thank you for making time to be on the show today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Carl. It's always great talking with you.
And we'll keep your theme music queued up for your next visit, okay?
Great, Carl. I appreciate your support, and say hello to all your listeners out there for me. I appreciate their support, too.
Take care. Go to superhumanradio.com today to get your copy of The Real Paleo Diet Cookbook. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about fecal transplants when we come back. So those of you who are squeamish, you may want to step away from the radio. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. AAEFX.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
So there's a phenomenon that only happens during live radio. And for whatever reason it is, there are times where a guest that you're supposed to have on just isn't there. And it's very, very difficult to recover from that. I can talk briefly about this while I try to wait for someone to email me a phone number. So we don't have a phone number for our guest today, which is a great frustration of mine. And I guess it's my fault because I should be checking well in advance to make sure that the phone numbers are attached to everything. But I become so spoiled with having all these things done systematically that I don't always check because I'm so busy doing so many other things in a given day. So I don't have Dr. Michael Sadowski's phone number. I just emailed him in hopes that he will respond quickly. I do know about fecal transplants and C. diff because my poor mother, when she was in the nursing home, had contracted C. diff on two different occasions. The first time they gave her an antibiotic, they thought it was gone. But as it turned out, it wasn't. And so it came back again, and this time it came back even worse. And the poor thing, she was so sick. So they contacted me because I was the person in charge of her treatment plan. And they said, we want to do a fecal transplant. And I said, is that what it sounds like? And they said, yes, that's where we take the fecal matter from a healthy person, usually a family member. We like to keep it to family members. And we actually go in through the rectum, and we insert it in the intestines, in the large intestine, or up or north of the colon. And what happens is it reseeds the microbes in the gut. It kind of grows and spreads and goes upstream, and next thing you know, the person's C. diff goes away. I thought, wow, this is amazing. Well, I said, look, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. And they said, no, that's, you know, you're too far away. So I had to introduce my niece, who was very squeamish about the idea, to the concept. But she agreed, and she went and donated some of her her feces, her poop. And I guess they do something to it. You know, I don't know if they prepare it in some way, shape, or form. We would have found out more if we would have had Dr. Sadowski on with us. I would have had lots of good questions for him. But in his absence, I don't know what they do, but they basically take the feces from one healthy person who doesn't have any gut issues or any, you know, antibiotic resistant issues, and they implant it in another person. And lo and behold, the C. diff goes away. Now, that says two things. That says, number one, that the immune system begins, as we know, with the microbes in the gut, and that says that the lack of the appropriate microbes could be leading to the contraction of C. diff. Maybe people are coming in contact with C. diff constantly, but they're not succumbing to it because they have robust immune systems, because they have robust microbes in the gut. Obviously, this is something we can extrapolate from the discussion about fecal transplants and how it rids the body of C. diff. But it also leads to another phenomenon, and that is that we can alter the microbes in the gut. We are not a hostage to them. You know, so many of us are taking probiotics, but I think that there's more to this story. I predict that in years to come, we're going to see purified forms of the fecal matter being given to people in enterically coated capsules so they bypass exposure to the caustic environment of the stomach and get right into the intestines where they open up and deliver their payload. And this could be a therapy that can cure a lot of diseases. Another interview that we're going to be doing in a couple of weeks talks about some unexpected things that happen to people who have gotten fecal transplants for C. diff. And as a result, oh, look at this. Dawn Blanken, who is just a wonderful person, it's at the bottom of the email. I didn't look far enough. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I actually am going to play a little music and get the good doctor on. Sit tight.
Let's go, y'all. When I go, go, hit him up, numerous. You want to tell the pro folk, I'm like, by the polo. Dad on the run, by now, when I close, left, do some black gold. Tell me, what the fool, for the top, for the fool. Do a full flip, send it like a shot when the fool hit. Pay my high, you know, when I buy you. See me, I want a cup for free, like I can only take a vibe, make it feel it inside your belly.
Okay, so we have Dr. Sadowski on with us, so you don't have to listen to me drone on and on. How you doing, Dr. Sadowski?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
I was able to kind of vamp a little bit, which is a term we use in the radio industry for somebody who is filling time with useless information till we got your phone number. But I have a brief encounter with fecal transplant because when my mom was in a nursing home about 4 years ago, she had two bouts of C. diff, and the second time around, they did a fecal transplant on her.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and it worked. And so I have lots of questions about the whole process, but let's talk about the reason that we have you on the show, first of all. This is becoming a more popular therapy, is it not?
It's absolutely so.
And you generally want the fecal matter to come from a family member, right?
It actually doesn't matter where the fecal matter comes from, as long as the donor is a healthy individual.
Okay, so do you do blood work on the donor ahead of time?
We do. We do a very extensive blood work to test them for a variety of communicable diseases, viruses, bacterial infections, fungal infections, protozoa infections, HIV, and various things like that.
And once they pass that test, then they are eligible to be a donor for anyone. Now, do they have to come into the clinic to donate? Because my niece is the one that handled it because I was out of the state. So I introduced her to the folks at the nursing home, and she's the one who donated. So I never had this discussion with her. Do they come into a clinic, or do they do this at home and bring it in like a fecal sample for a lab test or something?
Well, at our University of Minnesota Microbiota Therapeutics Program, we have two approved bathrooms for donations. So we clean them very well. The donors come in and give us a deposit.
And give us a deposit. Very, very nice. And so how much do you need? Is there a certain amount that you need in order to reseed the intestines?
Well, we do know the amount of bacterial cells that are required, and it's about a trillion, so it's a very large number. But one fecal donation provides enough material for 3 to 5 fecal transplants.
Now, is the sample somehow purified or prepared, or is it just the way it is? You put it in just like that?
Well, in the old days, they put it in just like that, and we found that that created a lot of what we call ick factor that we're trying to reduce as much as possible. So in our dealings with the Food and Drug Administration, we provided them a purification protocol that we have a license from them essentially to do, and the material is purified fairly rigorously, so it's about 99% pure bacteria and very little other material in it.
Now, while we were trying to get you on the horn, I actually said that decade, maybe years from now, we're probably going to see enterically coded versions of this these microbes that deliver their payload into the intestines being sold as a therapeutic aid. Am I far off on that?
You're several years off because we're actually doing that now, and you should be seeing encapsulated material within the next year.
That's exciting. Because
it is very exciting.
Because, you know, the microbiota is the new and exciting emerging field of science right now. And what we do know is that they actually can not only affect disease states, but also some other situations. And I'm sure you're familiar with this. Before we take the break, I'm going to invoke this. But we have a guest coming on from the UK in 2 weeks who did an article about unexpected effects of fecal transplants in individuals who were trying to rid themselves of C. diff. Two individuals who had complete alopecia of the body over the course of a year regrew their hair, and some other disease states that were unintended to be affected were affected positively by fecal transplant. What does this tell us about the microbes in our gut?
Well, they're very intimate with us, and they control a lot of factors, including there's a connection between the gut and the brain that we know about for a long time, which provides feedback on your hunger. But there's also now research going on, including some from our own laboratory, investigating the effect of this microbiota on things like diabetes and
so
metabolic diseases.
I feel like this discovery of fecal transplants is going to lead to something that years from now will be looked back at being able to pull us out of the tailspin that we have gotten ourselves into as a civilization. I'm hopeful. I'm very, very hopeful. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking about fecal transplants for curing C. diff with Dr. Michael Sadowski. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've been talking about the microbiome on this show for so many years, I can't even remember. And the more we learn about it, the more I am convinced that we evolved as a mechanism to transport and feed and care for the microbes that infest the inside of our bodies. It's amazing to me the role that they play. They've been ignored for so long. They're under assault constantly. And here is a group that is looking at ways to improve and impact health using the microbiota. So this is still research, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what does that mean to us? We couldn't go into a doctor today and get a fecal transplant to see what it would do positively for us?
Well, a few limited doctors are performing fecal transplants now. The FDA is still looking at it as a standardized procedure, so it's not really become mainstream medicine yet, but it's on its way.
So how long do you think before we'll buy these enterically coated capsules of these wonderful microbes to help? Because this is something I've asked every single person that's come on the show when we've talked about the microbes. I've said, look, I've got a lawn. It's full of weeds. So I kill the lawn and I reseed. I want to do that to my gut. How do I do that? And clearly, in the past, we've had no real way to do that. But it seems to me that through this technology that you are working with, and antibiotics, it could someday come to a reality to do that.
Oh, absolutely. But we're not recommending that folks take excessive amount of antibiotics. But if they need to take them to cure disease like C. difficile, we need to restore their normal gut microbiota. And that's what this technology allows you to do.
So I want to be clear on this. So you still use the very powerful antibiotics to rid the body of the C. diff, but then you restabilize the body using the fecal transplant.
And that is correct. And C. diff is special because C. diff sporulates and produces this very stable structure that's resistant to antibiotics when it's, in fact, getting assaulted by antibiotics. And if you don't restore the gut microbiota, those spores germinate and you get the disease again.
Wow.
So Clostridium difficile disease is characterized as a multiply recurrent disease, and approximately 20 to 30% of the patients get it again. And if they get it again, they have another 20 to 30% chance, and it keeps going on and on and on until they have a persistent case of Clostridium difficile.
And it's usually old people. It's very, very sad. Very sad.
It is very sad. In fact, some cases people die from it. About 100,000 a year die from it. In addition, it's very debilitating, and it affects a lot of folks in nursing homes, unfortunately.
So I've been corrected here. So the fecal transplant itself is not a therapeutic to rid the body of C. diff. It's a kind of what we did in World War II after we bombed everything, we rebuilt it.
Pretty much so. So the C. diff still is in your body even after taking the antibiotics, but the other microbiota hold it in check so that it doesn't overgrow the intestine and take over again like it would if you gave antibiotics to the person.
So what I said in your absence at the beginning of the interview, one of the things that I wanted to ask you was, does this mean that for those of us who have robust immune systems, means robust microbiome in our body, we could actually be coming in contact with C. diff and actually some of it be in us, but it doesn't take hold or take over or present with symptoms because our immune system keeps it in check.
That's absolutely correct. And it's not only your immune system, it's the other gut microbiota that provide a barrier, sort of resistance layer, to those organisms taking effect. Just like your skin prevents you from getting staph infections, even though there's staph on your skin right now.
Interesting. So this could be a way that these isolated, purified microbes, enterically coated into a capsule, could produce a prophylactic effect for some people who maybe are undergoing certain therapies that we know weaken the immune system, or drugs that weaken the immune system, or are elderly. They could take it as a prophylactic then.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, we're looking at this not only as a prophylactic, but also for those patients that are taking drugs that are weakening their immune system and making them more susceptible to various diseases, including C. diff.
Like rheumatoid arthritis drugs, we know that they weaken the immune system and people get infections very easily. They could take these in concert with their Humira, for instance.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is really exciting stuff. So the department that you work for, I just was told by one of our listeners who's listening to the show, is the Department of Soil, Water, and Climate. Is that correct? Biotechnology Institute?
That is my tenure homes in Department of Soil, Water, and Climate, where I am one of three microbial ecologists. So what we're really studying is the ecology of the gut, and whether it's in a water system, a soil system, or a human system, it really is the same function.
Which leads me to the discussion of, we've done a couple shows on eating dirt. This was something that was done in primitive times before soil was destroyed by pollutants and toxicants, but it was regularly done, especially by pregnant mothers, and it was said that there were good microbes in that soil. We know that there are microbes in soil that when you garden, they have the ability to improve mood, and we learn about this. What about getting some of these microbes from the soil, the kind of the way we found, what was that anti-rejection drug, rapamycin in the soil at on the Easter Islands? Is there some magic in soil that we can use as humans?
Well, soil is probably the most diverse reservoir for microorganisms that we know of, and there's somewhere between 10,000 and 15,000 species in every gram of soil. But those bacteria are pretty much adapted to that soil environment, mm-hmm. as opposed to the ones that are adapted to the gut environment. So it's a totally different system. So I would not recommend trying to replace gut microbiota with those from soil.
Okay.
Most of them won't survive, and there's a lot of pathogens in soil as well.
Okay. Last question as we come to the end of the interview. Many of us endeavor taking probiotics today. I personally take a product called VSL3. I take the over-the-counter version, which 450 billion CFUs, 8 non-overlapping lactic acid types of bacteria. I take 2 packets of that a day, which is obviously 1 billion, and or close to 1 billion. But there's an emerging discussion that the majority of this is destroyed by the caustic, acidic environment of the gut, and that these probiotics should be enterically coated so that they bypass the gut and deliver their payload into the intestines. Any theories, any opinions on this discussion?
Well, at least for the fecal microbiota that we work with, I have to agree with you that the ideal situation is to get them enteric coated so they pass through the stomach and then open up in the intestinal tract. Given that, we do know that some microbes can pass through the stomach and survive, and the lactic acid bacteria survive better than many others because, in fact, they grow in an environment where there's a lot of acid. I guess the point I want to get across to your listeners is lactic acid bacteria are one of about 1,000 other species present in your gut. And to restore gut homeostasis requires an interaction of all of them. So taking one bacterium in a probiotic can help you in a little bit of digestion problems, but it's not going to restore your gut.
Yeah, and the only thing that's going to restore our gut is for you guys to hurry up and get that enterically coated capsule made so we can start buying it.
We'd love to do that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Look, I'm so sorry for the mix-up at the beginning of the show, and so great
not
to have
problem.
You on. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. I fulfilled my duty and interviewed all the people I was supposed to interview today, even though I appear hapless sometimes and can't find phone numbers that are right in front of my nose. Hopefully you enjoyed the entire show. Thank you to Dr. Jeff Galini for Science for Humans. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about All American Pharmaceuticals. Also, we have a banner ad on the website where you can submit a question to Dr. Galini. It says Ask the Scientist. You can click that and send him any questions you'd like him to talk about on future shows. Also want to thank Dr. Lauren Cordain. He was paleo before paleo was cool. His book is on superhumanradio.com. Get it there, The Real Paleo Diet Cookbook. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Michael Sadowski for making it just in time to tell us good information. There is obviously some exciting things happening in the world of the microbes in our gut coming in the near future. The key is just to stay alive long enough to take advantage of them. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.